Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all sitting upright? Heads up. You dialed said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Brad, thank you for engineering. Jason, thank you. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent.
Yeah, good morning.
It's a nice freezing morning here in Central Utah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Greg, I got an email from Kathy, Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor, and it had an image of store shelves. It happened to be a meat department of a very large retail food outlet, large. I'm not talking about mom and pop. I'm talking about a large one, national chain, or at least a regional chain, a large regional chain. And
big box store.
Yeah, yeah. And the meat that hangs on the hooks in, like, we'll call it the deli section, looked like 100% empty, 100%. And so I called her this morning, and we talked about it for a couple minutes before the broadcast. And she was telling me that she has seen across the stores that she's checked, meat is about 25% of normal China virus capacity. 25% is what they have in stock. Dairy is low in stock, and the stores are not carrying some of the products that they used to carry in the past. So we discussed it a little further, and she said what they're doing, we'll call it like the canned goods in the supermarkets, are pulling the cans that used to be stocked from the front of the shelves to the back of the shelves. They're pulling the cans forward to present the illusion that there is more inventory than there really is. So if you were to stand at, you know, one end of the aisle and look down the aisle, you would see cans in the front of the shelves, but you can't tell the depth of the stock. You can just see that, you know, they're lined up along the front where they have the stock. So there's this illusion. She also sent me a follow-up email just a couple minutes ago, and she said that she bought some men's white goods, we'll call that T-shirts, etc., at another big box store, one that has a name that's been around for over 100 years, and they were only about 25% full of their inventory on, we'll call it T-shirts, you know, jockey-type shorts, those kinds of things. And it's harder now to get quality underclothes, or as Radar O'Reilly and MASH would say, underneaths. So it's hard to get underneath. And the cashier said that she thinks people ought to stock up on them. I've already done that. Probably a year ago. And I thought, you know what? I think cotton is going to be in short supply. So I bought some blue jeans. I didn't get as many as I wanted to. They closed the factory outlet here in our part of the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. And I used to be able to get Wrangler blue, first quality, you know, not seconds, first quality blue jeans for $18.90. I used to be able to get, you know, quality work shirts that I use here on the farm for about $10. They closed that factory outlet, so they're gone. And that was a sad day when they closed up, because I had been buying my blue jeans there for 16 years. But I just wanted to share that with you. That, so what is it about, you've seen these images, class, you've seen the images of the store shelves empty and across the nation. Well, I'm here to tell you that we have boots on the ground, eyes on firsthand. USA Prepares instructor Kathy saw it for herself, and the image that she sent me that she took is just like the images of the empty store shelves that you see on the internet. So what I'm telling you is those comments that say, oh, no, there's plenty of inventory, they can't be true. They can't be true because we're talking about firsthand experience, major stores, including the clubs, those big box club stores that don't have the inventory. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, I look to buy things and have them shipped in from the big box stores, and they're out of stock. They show that they either have stock or they don't have stock, either at the store or online. And a lot of times they don't have stock either in the store and online at the same time. So what I'm saying is they're out. They're out of stock. So what you need to do, believe it or else, as my good friend Pete used to say when we were growing up, believe it or else, you need to get up in the middle of the night and take care of business. So that's, you know, when the stores, when inventory is being unloaded and being checked in, they'll have stock in the middle of the night. And that's when you need to buy it, because by morning it's gone. And I was reading a book that Greg wrote. Greg Lesher, he's on with us right now. I was reading his book. And in his book, he talks about living in Africa. And by 6 o'clock in the morning, the water would stop running because there was so little water that people would wake up in the middle of the night, fill their buckets, and by morning there'd be no water. And that's because those who can plan can stay ahead of this, at least a little bit. Greg, would you mind if I read, oh, just one page of your book?
Oh, go ahead, Vince. Okay. Go ahead. Feel free.
All right. So, class, I have the book in front of me, and I have the electronic version. It's soon to be published. Give me one second, please. Okay, so I have the book in front of me, and it starts out with chapter 1, The Land. And it says, I'll just read it. It's the kind of thing that keeps me up at night. And for that, I proffer this thought. After years of neglect, the power grid collapses in the city. The next morning, half-dressed people come out of their apartments. Slippers on, they meander down the sidewalk and peer into the store's dark windows. All closed, they look for that glimmer of light, the signal that all is going to be okay. The only glimmers are those of flashlights and cell phones. They gather, talking with strangers about what they think happened, but no one really knows for sure. By the second day, the water slows to a trickle, and the top floors of the apartment buildings have no water. Panic begins to set in, and the locals think about their next meal. The restaurants are still closed, and the supermarket has been looted. People who don't live on the block have arrived. They carry away the local food supply. Fires are burning in the buildings where furniture was used as firewood. Broken down and vandalized vehicles clog the streets. Then the unthinkable happens. A baby is left abandoned on our front steps. No note, no message, and no diapers. Being of the preparedness mindset, we thought that we had most necessity covered, but this is the one that escaped us. I know that you and I would want to do the right and moral thing, and that is to feed the new arrival. But without baby food, how would you? And would taking care of that baby put everyone else in your family at risk? These are the tough questions that hardly anyone is prepared for. I'll stop right there. So that is the beginning of Greg's book. And so we here at USA Prepares are talking about the seriousness of what lies ahead. Greg's been there. He's been in Africa. He's seen firsthand. He's enjoyed water outages. He's enjoyed them. Greg?
Yes. In fact, I've taken a shower with a cup of water. And I did that, you know, basically a little teapot of lukewarm water for
Greg, when we started building our farmhouse here in Missouri, our son and I built it, and it took about 18 months to get it, you know, under cover, meaning the roof on. It was a long, long process. And so what we had a well, which was really kind of nice. And it's just a hydrant outside. That's all it was. And we had a telephone line, landline, and we had a temporary power pole, which was like a 4x4 that we put in the ground, and wires that came out of the ground because we have underground service here, and a duplex receptacle. That was it. One receptacle with two outlets on it. And so we lived on the end of an extension cord for a long time. And so to take a shower, we took a 120-foot garden hose. It was gray. It was from Sam's Club. It was one of their top-of-the-line long-life garden hoses. And we'd snake it in the sun. And we'd turn, we had a brass nozzle, just a typical brass nozzle that you'd use to water your garden. And we would fill the garden hose and then shut off the nozzle so water would stay in the garden hose. And we would let the sun warm it, warm the garden hose. And then and we'd turn the water off. Then we would come back later, several hours later after the sun warmed the water in the hose. We would use that and spritz, like just a mist, kind of like a mist from a Windex type sprayer that you'd use on a window. And that's what we used for months and months and months as our shower out in the field as we were building our house. That's what we did. So there are things that you can do, but it takes a little bit of thought, just a little bit, not much. Back to you, Greg.
Yeah, in fact, one of the when I went there to put together a drilling rig and teach some locals how to drill well, drill their own wells, and, start a little business. The welding shop I went to was more like a little shed, and of course, it was made out of a concrete block that they make themselves. And the outlet was two pieces of wire sticking out of the wall, kind of bent into hooks. The cable from that outlet, so if you want to call it that, was an old extension cord that had breaks in it all over, and you can where the outside casing had come off, and it went to a transformer out of a welder. And of course, the welding cables were just some wires, and they did have an end on it. But you look at what they were using; it's the kind of cable that we would throw away, an old extension cord that was all cracked up. But this was their business; that was their shop.
Yeah,
and I watched when I was walking one evening. Through kind of near the beach, and it was a building that it looks like it had been under construction for about maybe a couple of years, but hadn't been finished. There was a little boy about six or 7 years old riding a bicycle, and the tires on him were completely flat and dried out and hard. And I had a son, my son was the same age, and when I saw that, it just broke my heart. These conditions are good compared to what we would face, because these people knew how to, survive in situations like this. I'm afraid we just don't have that kind of knowledge.
You're absolutely right. And thinking about those days, I'll tell you a little bit about what we did, a couple of necessities that we used to improvise as for daily hygiene. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so we're building this house. Our son, who's 15 years old at the time, he was homeschooled. I was homeschooling him in how to build a house. So we didn't have a sink. We didn't have a faucet. We just had a duplex receptacle, some extension cords. And so the things that we would bring from our farm in Virginia over here to Missouri, we're slowly bringing, you know, with each trip going back and forth. And so one of the things that we brought first was a washing machine. So we had our clothes, we had our blue jeans and our shirts, our long sleeve shirts, our, you know, work clothes, boots, things like that, and a washing machine. And we had a long garden hose, the same garden hose that we used for taking showers in the back in the field. And the field was where we built our house. We just, when I say the field, it wasn't out in the North 40, it was the location we were building our house. And that washing machine was our sink. It was our washing machine. It was the place where we washed our dishes, because you can turn the washing machine on. And I'm talking about a standard agitator type, and the water will flow. You know, if you lift the lid, you can see where the water flows. And then if you want to spin the water out, you just put it in the spin cycle, and it exhausts the water from the tub. So that washing machine was our washing machine for our clothes. It was our sink for washing, you know, using a washcloth. And it was for doing dishes. It was our water on off valve, and it worked great. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't as convenient as a faucet and a sink, but it worked. So the kinds of things that we're talking about, you might have to do some of these. So keep these in the back of your mind. And so if you're going to get a washing machine, you might want to get an agitator type. Yes.
Absolutely. I would say 99% of the people in the capital city of Dakar, the capital city of Senegal, which is one of the most stable African, which is, I would say, the most stable country in Africa, 99% of the people there, this is how they wash their clothes. They take the bucket of water that they filled up, and they have a tub, a little, you know, plastic tub. And this is how I did my laundry for 4 months when I was there. And they take a little bag of laundry detergent, they put your clothes in there and pour the water in there and put the laundry detergent in there and do it by hand, using your hands to agitate and clean it. And, of course, you put it in some rinse water after you dump it out, usually in the garden somewhere or just out in the street where most of them did it, and hang the clothes over a rail. That was it. So, these people were very ingenious, and they used things that we threw away. A garbage dump here would be something that they would take to the store to sell. They'd find items there and sell them in their stores. Most of the open market, the car means open market, were China containers from China with cheap Chinese products. And one of the items I needed, you see them on a boat trailer to build one, the drilling rig, was a hand winch. And you see, like, on the front of a boat trailer to bring in your boat. Well, I searched the entire city for a month and a half looking for one. And the alpha containers fresh out of China, they were non-existent. I had to go to an import store that I finally found in Dakar, and found one, a very high quality one from Europe. You take for granted here, you just can't get. And I'm afraid that even what we have now will be non-existent. We won't be able to get it. If we don't have it, we're not going to get it. Because one of the things that I see happening, and by the way, one of these dollar stores, popular dollar stores I went into the other day, in both of them, both brands of stores, both of them had half their freezer sections completely empty. And what I did notice in their canned aisles was the cans were lined up along the shelves, but where there used to be another item, it was just the item that they did have stripped out. So it's happening here. And I'll tell you why here when we get back.
Greg, I believe I just heard you put an exclamation point on what Kathy just told me this morning. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Greg and I will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea fired at least two ballistic missiles Friday, the third test in 2 weeks, just hours after criticizing a U.S. push for new sanctions over the previous launches. North Korea defended the missile tests as a legitimate right to self-defense. President Biden on Thursday expressed uncertainty on whether his party would be able to pass what Democrats call voting rights legislation through Congress. As roughly 80% of American voters want some form of voter ID, Biden's partisan voting rights bill does not include such verification. The president said he planned to end the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get his partisan bill through the House. That seems unlikely at this point, as Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose changing the filibuster rule.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Supreme Court Thursday blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for large private companies. Republican senatorial candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz told Newsmax SCOTUS got it right.
Well, it should never have gotten this far, but there's no question the Supreme Court was right to step in and block the Biden's efforts, because these vaccine mandates, these testing mandates, and by the way, they're not just on gargantuan businesses. We're talking about businesses with more than 100 people. It would have affected 80 million Americans. Think about that. A large part of the working force of America would have been affected by these. And these policies have failed over and over again. And the reason I say they shouldn't have gotten to this point was because, as a doctor and as a scientist, I just don't see the merit. Mandates do not work. They don't motivate people. You can force people to do what they don't want to do, but you build up a lot of bad will with that, and you affect the ability for us to give advice in the future. It also affects schools returning to normal function. They go back to remote learning. Government, you know, is trying to keep up. They can't. They're not able to do this, so they end up shutting down businesses, especially small businesses. And the inconsistencies drive business owners crazy, as they do employees, because you can't decide what's supposed to be done to stay safe. The reality is your local doctor is the best resource for you to get advice about what to do. Listen, I'm pro-vaccine. I've been vaccinated. If you're older in America, you're vulnerable, you should get vaccinated. But that's my advice to you. Your local doctor should reinforce it, but it's your choice. It's your body.
After the ruling, President Biden urged employers to impose their own COVID-19 vaccination and testing mandates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesher's with us, and his website is realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. And I think pretty soon you'll be able to get a copy of his latest book. Greg, can you tell us about what's available right now?
Yeah, what's available right now on on outbackenergysystems.com, I've got a free greenhouse plan. PDF that you can download, but on realwaterindependence.com, and I will have everything there too. I've got two books listed already. One is called The Flat Top Solar Steel, and the other one's called the Solar Desalination Water Station. And I'm working on an off-grid book, survival book that you've mentioned a couple of times that we read the page from, and hopefully that will be done here shortly. But I just wanted to mention, you know, we've always been told that if we rest the scriptures, it's to our own condemnation. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about what we call money, that really isn't money. They're just notes. And on the back of that note, there's something, there's a little statement around this pyramid. And what it translates to mean is order out of chaos. And this has been foretold because, first of all, we know that all governments must come to an end before the kingdom of God is established. And what is in their mind, the opposition's mind, is to have a one-world government. And in order to accomplish this, they've got to make the chaos. They've got to create the chaos before they can bring out their solution. And so one way to do it is to turn the people against the government. And I think this vaccination, this experimental vaccination, and everybody knows it's an experiment, to try and enforce it, and is a good way to turn the people in every country against their government. And eventually the people will rise, and there will be civil wars, and they will turn against their governments and remove them. Now we have the chaos. And, of course, we know their plan will fail because forcing people and calling them, which is what they needed to do in order to be able to control them, is going to be a failed attempt. It never works. But what we're left with is the situation we're in right now, where we see supply chain shutting down. Manufacturing has been shut down intentionally. We are in a situation where we're not going to be able to replace what we have when it breaks down. Do we throw it away? Well, they sure don't in Africa. If a microwave goes bad, they take the cord off of it. They take the little glass plate out of it that they use. You know, for the whatever, every little item, every little piece, it can be used for something. And we need to start getting into that mindset. And what we do have available now, if we can't do without it, then we better start preparing to have backup. Yeah, back to you, Vincent.
Yeah, and out of this chaos, this is just a little side detour class. There's a headline in Baltimore, Daily Mail. Baltimore's top prosecutor, Democrat Marilyn Mosby, is indicted on charges of perjury and making false mortgage applications for her Florida summer homes, plural, using COVID relief. So here's a gal that bought homes based on COVID relief funds. One of them was $428,000, the other was $490,000. So we're talking about $1 million, right? So what we're finding out is that out of this chaos, out of these emergency plans to throw, we'll call it digits, at the problem, some people are doing really well. Other people, the bottom 93%, those who are not privy to these government handouts, are not doing well. That would be us, right? So, but the thing that we have that they don't have, and they're not going to be able to get, is the knowledge to survive. So the bottom line, you can take it this way. It doesn't make any sense to be part of protests because they know who you are. And they don't do any good anyway. And so the people who were at the Capitol, they've been arrested because they had their cell phones with them and they've been recognized through facial recognition, etc. It makes no sense to protest. No sense. Okay? Because you'll be singled out and arrested.
You'll be part of the chaos.
The only thing that you can do, yeah, right, as part of the chaos, the only thing that you can do is prepare for yourself and your family, period. Your neighbors, it'd be wonderful if you could work with them. But the problem is that there are so many factions and so many opinions, and the opinions are set in concrete that you probably won't be able to work very well with them. So that leaves just you and your family. And not even your family will agree on everything. So you've got a tough row to hoe here. But the only thing that we can teach you to help you survive is how to prepare. Period. That's it. End of story. Forget about watching the television news. Forget about it. Do your own research, read on the internet, and figure out which is the truth and which is the lies.
That's all
you can do.
Well, let me just give you a little example. Scripture says that he will turn the earth upside down in 1 hour. Are you prepared from going to summer to winter within a couple of days or even a... Yeah, I mean, we see planets, including the sun, flip axis from north to south pole. Is it impossible here? I would say literally yes. You don't know what's ahead. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Everything and anything.
Greg, that's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. The first time I watched Doomsday Preppers, and Brooklyn Bagwell, the casting director for Doomsday Preppers, is a USA Preppers instructor, right? So I know her. I've met her. I know her. And sort of a reality TV show, which really has very little basis in reality. And they would interview these people, and they say, what are you preparing for? Well, yeah, I'm preparing for a pandemic. I'm preparing for a grid down situation. I'm preparing for... And they would single out what they're preparing for, which to me is idiotic. Because there's so many things to go wrong, you need to prepare for all of them. Everything. And right now, supply chain shortages. You know, ball bearings? We used to bomb the Nazi ball bearing factories because if we took out their ball bearings, they weren't going anywhere. Without ball bearings, nothing moves. Think about that. Without tires, nothing moves. So,
yeah, without
rubber. We have supply... I'm sorry, I missed that. Could you repeat that, please?
I say without rubber, you don't have shoes, you don't have so many things. You know?
Without rubber, you don't have a good cord to go from your headphone amplifier to your headphones to broadcast on USA Prepares. Because I'm holding in my hands the rubber cord that goes from the headphone amplifier to my headphones. And all of the patch cords that go into the mic mixer and the power cables, etc., have some degree of rubber content. You're absolutely right. So without plastic, without... Right?
Yeah. Where's our...
So, the supply chain is broken. So the supply chain is broken. Right. Greg, so what do we do?
Well, it's not coming back. Things are not going to get better. We cannot look for an answer in any administration. I had come across... something called seasteading. And this is a group of people who have decided that they're going to find places on the ocean to make their own micronation because they, right there on the front of their website, it says all governments have become corrupt. And, you know, when I read that, they're right. You name to me a place where you can go in this world that's free. I'd like you all to, if you have Netflix, look up a movie called Rose Island, and that shows you how governments do not want a person free. It's a true story. He built his own little island on a platform outside of territorial waters, and that government. He got to the point where he was actually going to have a meeting with the United Nations. It ended up they sent the military out there took the people off the island and blew the island up. That's how bad they want you in this system. All these systems are corrupt right now. So all you can do is prepare. You're not going to find a candidate who's going to set things in order. It's just not going to happen. They've all been bought and sold. And Epstein or who knows. The politicians just, I mean, to find a just court anymore, we're finding a lot of them have been appointed by a person by the name of George Soros, who's paid them, got them in there, got them elected, using money, well, so-called money. So the days we are living in right now are the days to prepare. If you want to live, and you need certain things in life to live, you need to have backups. You need to know how to use them, where to go, what to do. You need to think of all aspects that you haven't thought of before. And actually going into a few third world countries was a wonderful thing. And, I married somebody from Indonesia, and I was just looking up. Someone turned me on to a chicken called a German death layer. And they lay till they're dead. And they lay constantly. And I thought, wow, I'm going to tell her about this because this is the chicken we need. And I went and I said, I heard about this chicken. It's called a death layer. She goes, I know. I said, what? You've heard of them? Yeah, I had some. You know, people in a lot of these third world countries know how to survive. They know the best sources of food. And they know how to do things that we don't know how to do. They know how to take a pot and some soap and wash their laundry and hang it out. We need to learn these skills, and we need to do it now. Back to you, Vincent. I put something for
memory. You mentioned a guy by the name of Georgi Schwartz. He trades by the name of George Soros. He's born in Budapest, Hungary. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lance, I was doing some tractor therapy yesterday, going round and round, spreading manure with a chain harrow. And it was a perfect day for it, you know, right after class. And I was thinking of, my mind was wandering, and I thought of a game that you can play with people you know. And I called it Just Two Questions. Just Two Questions is the name of the game. And so when somebody asks you for money, you can say, so the question is, the daughter says to her dad, Dad, may I have some money? And then Dad said, just two questions. So what would those questions be if somebody asks you for money? This could be anybody. This could be an organization. This could be a charity. It could be somebody in your family. Just two questions. So the first question that you might ask is, what will you do with all the money? Okay, that might be the first question. Now, if your child is of the chosen people, and she says, for my wedding. Well, you don't have to ask the second question. You know the answer is $2 million, right, for the wedding. Of course, I'm kidding, because that's what Bill Gates spent on his daughter's wedding. The other question is, like, how much? So what would you use it for and how much? So you might want to consider asking those two questions, right? Greg, you have in your book some really interesting points. And I've been reading your book over the last couple of weeks. And one of the points that you mention is get land away from where people are. Would you flesh out for our class why you say that?
Well, sure. When people, after a couple of weeks of not having power and realizing that they're not going to, everything in their home is completely gone and used up, they're going to start looking for things that they need to survive. And you sitting there in the middle of a town are going to be a possible solution to the problem. I would rather not have that situation. I would want them to think, is it really worth going 15, 20-mile hike just to, you know, have the possibility of being shot at. You know, if I try and raid them. I don't mind being, you know, away from people with other people that are doing the same thing, that are preparing, that knows, you know, that know what's coming, that know the outcome of what they're saying. I mean, there's a book that a lot of people don't tend to pick up that has a lot of signs that are just flat out in the open telling you what's coming. And
okay, so here's an example. There are barriers to entry, right? Rich even lives where it's freezing cold. So does Kyle. And, you know, Montana. And there's some barriers to entry there. I mean, you've got to be able to deal with the cold or you can't live there. So why do people live in Florida? Why do they move to Florida? Because the weather's great. Sunny all the time. Yeah, it's wonderful weather. So the barriers to entry to Florida are different from the barriers to entry in Montana and Missouri and Utah. Well, if you have barriers to entry, you're going to have fewer people because not everybody can handle it. And that's what you're talking about in your book. You're talking about the barriers to entry without using those exact terms, right?
Absolutely. I've got 50 miles one direction with no springs, no places to get water. Are you going to be able to walk 50 miles in, you know, 100 degree temperature with no water? I doubt it.
Right. So you have to have,
you know, yeah.
So you have to have your infrastructure in place for yourself and your family to stay there.
You have to be prepared to leave in a moment's notice too. You have to have some way of traveling, even if it's just for a few weeks. Because you never know what's coming.
Yeah, one way of thinking about that is if you have to leave and you really don't want to leave and it looks like you're going to be overrun, okay, so you leave and you have some equipment placed strategically so that when you decide you want to come back and recapture what was stolen from you, you can do that.
You can dig it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you might want, and while you're digging up, you might want to use that backhoe to bury the trash that's been left behind.
Between the lines.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line, Greg, is you have to take care of yourself. We've been saying it over and over and over again. The store shelves are in short supply. So, class, if you can find it, and if you need it, and you can afford to buy it, you ought to consider buying it. And number one is you got to have water. Now, I'm not saying go and buy jugs of water. I'm saying have a plan for a continual supply of water. It's in Greg's book. Number two, you need to have food. Now, food in cans and boxes will get you to the point where you can grow your garden, which means you need seeds, which means you need garden tools, which means you need a garden hose and a supply of water. So what we're talking about is short-term thinking so that you can actually survive to get to the long-term. Any quick thoughts, Greg?
No, you're right on target, Vince. I mean, we need to be prepared for everything, and we don't have a lot of time to do it. Now, every day that goes by is what they lost.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.